Today, Carentan is a peaceful Normandy town. 70 years ago, it saw some of the most ferocious fighting of the Battle for Normandy. Parachutists with the US 101st Airborne Division landed nearby and fought house to house with Nazi troops, giving the Allies a continuous front, joining the Utah and Omaha landing beaches. This week, Carentan has held some of the most colourful anniversary events. Franck Ducrot and his friends have travelled 1,400 kilometres to get here from the south of France with his US Army jeep and trailer.
It's been a three-year project. It's been a dream to come here for D-Day. I got all the equipment for my friends. I've been collecting this kind of memorabilia for a decade now. The clothing, the shoes, the replica guns, and of course the jeep.
In Carentan's harbour, Second World War amphibious vehicles, including a landing craft used on the D-Day beaches, staged a reenactment of the Allied advance. Near the port of Ouistreham lies Pegasus Bridge, a strategic crossing point that saw one of the most iconic events of 70 years ago.
In the first hours of the D-Day invasion, members of the British 6th Airborne Division landed here in gliders and managed to hold the bridge and prevent an effective German counterattack further west on the landing beaches.
Several British naval vessels have visited Pegasus Bridge this week. Crews stood to attention as they passed D-Day veterans watching from the shoreline. Among them was Les Reeves, who was in the Royal Armoured Corps and drove a tank onto Juno Beach on D-Day morning.
When we landed, we were waterproofed up to the turret. So my periscope, which is all a little periscope, which was on the Churchill tank, see, all you could see was the water.
8-year-old Clément Mailloux came to meet the veterans. His grandmother says France owes its liberty to people like them.
For us, it's very moving. We want to teach our grandson the importance of it, because we must not forget.
Dutch visitor Peter Strom and his friends have come here to pay tribute to the veterans and those who died. He says their efforts changed world history.
Many people died. That's the bad side of the action. On the other side, it was necessary for liberation of the countries like Netherlands, Belgium.
Across Normandy, the 70th anniversary has attracted a modern-day invasion of period military hardware, along with thousands of visitors in wartime dress. Army-style camps have sprung up on farms and village squares. Local residents have given them a warm welcome. The bonds of friendship between nations, sealed 70 years ago in battle, still appear strong. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Carentan, Normandy, France.